It's the Prentice Alsup Heating and Air Coaches Corner, fueled by Donut Country and Chick-fil-A on FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, streaming at WGNSSports.com and our iPhone and Android apps.
This segment of the show is brought to you by Midas of Murfreesboro, Vans Heating and Air, Northfield Medical Clinic, and Little Caesars Pizza.
And we welcome you back. Trying to keep up here. I've got Michael Voss with me from Riverdale and the head basketball coach. And then Monty will have Mike Wright immediately following this one. And Michael, how was your off season, or did you have one?
We had as much of one as you can get nowadays. It's been, TOSL will change some rules. We can do some workouts now, and so it probably feels a little bit shorter. But we had a really, really good off season. Had a good summer, and we're really looking forward to this year and some special things that we think we got coming.
I know you spend some time, I'm sure, in the weight room and that kind of thing. That's so important nowadays than it used to be. And I know you got a big 6'9 guy out there that I know you've hoped to put on a little weight over the off season.
He has. We've been really, really good. I've got our trainer, Josh Haley, who teaches at the school, is doing all of our weights, and he's been really, really good and done a bunch of good things with him. And he's worked. He knows more about it than a lot of people around here, and so it's been good for us just from a gaining strength standpoint and gaining some endurance. And our guys have really kind of embraced the weight room and been really, really good in there.
I guess, too, nutrition has a lot to do with that, too. I mean, I'm sure he works on that, too, about eating right and eating the best you can.
Maybe, I don't know. We don't talk very much about nutrition with our guys. We kind of worry about, because when they get away from us, they're going to eat what they're going to eat. We talk about it, but at the end of the day, it's a whole lot more right now, especially at the high school level, about, hey, what do you do in the weight room? How are you working out? Making sure you are eating enough calories. And trust me, the guys don't always eat the right things. Just like I don't always eat the right things. It's just one of those things, especially when you get in the season, you control what you can control. And that's just one of those things we don't worry about near as much.
16, 17-year-old kids, too, so that's kind of
– Yeah, if we don't give them – if we don't feed them pregame meal, they'll run down to McDonald's and eat. And I'll be honest, you can't tell a difference in the way they play when they eat that compared to when we give them something to eat.
Yeah. Last year, talk a little bit about that, because I thought you had a great year, and nobody wanted to play you guys. I mean, and you – I don't know what it is about you, Michael, but maybe it's the Blackman back in the days of the Blackman and that. But you guys always seem to be so tough when it comes down to when you get to the district tournament toward the end of the year, you're playing your best basketball. I don't know what the secret to that is, and I don't know that you know. But if you do, tell me what the secret is, because you all always seem to be so strong at the end of the year and getting close into district tournament and playoff time, region.
Well, part of it, most of it, is you just got to have good players. And I've been fortunate in my 2 years. My first year, we had to kind of weed out a lot of things and a lot of bad habits that guys had. Guys didn't necessarily always understand what their role was and how to play. And then as we've kind of progressed, last year we had a lot more defined roles. We had guys that kind of understood the hierarchy of things, and guys understanding that, hey, best player needs to take the most shots. It's not necessarily about how many shots I get. We had a bunch of guys buy into that, and it made us successful, And then, it comes back down to how do you practice? It's a lot of little things. We try to make practice a lot harder than the games. Sometimes it's not as easy as it sounds, but you sit there and you make practices hard and you make them difficult, especially in November, December, and your preseason workouts. So then in January and February, you just know how to grind and you know how to work, and you find ways to just out-tough people and to outplay people based on the workouts that you've had the previous 3 months.
Well, we always talk about people that we've lost, and I know that you've lost a couple of really good key players, I guess the purpose of the early preseason and getting in these games early is trying to see who's going to be up to replacing some of the guys you lost.
We did. We lost four seniors and then our junior point guard that had started 2 years for us transferred. He moved in with his dad up in St. Louis, and You know, so we've got really and truthfully, but it's funny. We graduated all those guys, and we lost the one. And you look down our roster, and I've still got four guys that have started a significant number of games. The only guy that hasn't started a game so far in his career up until the other night was Rashad Thompson, our point guard. But, you know, Deron, Malik, Elijah, and Braden had all started at some point in their careers as sophomores or as freshmen. And so we're not as inexperienced as what some people would think just looking at us on paper. They just haven't all started together at the same time. And so it's been kind of fun to watch. You know, the other night was fun.
You play a lot of guys. I mean, you've always done that. And, boy, that's got to help. Just like you're talking about, you lose somebody or somebody transfers. They've got some experience, even though, like you said, that they may not show it on paper. They've all had some chances to start. They've all had valuable minutes. That's got to be so important coming into this season.
It was. Every minute that they got previously, you know, was a key minute for them. You know, we had a bunch of guys now that played. I mean, all four of those guys, or all five of our guys that are starting, played pretty significant minutes in those region tournaments last year and in the district tournaments last year. So they're experienced. And then we're trying to develop some experience coming off of our bench. That's one thing that we don't have this year that we've got to develop. You know, unfortunately, Jalen Wooten, a sophomore, kind of he either sprained or broke his ankle, broke a bone in his ankle. He's going to be out for about 6 weeks. And then we've got Sean Morrow, who hasn't played a ton, but he's my only senior on the team, and he's got a little bit of experience. And one thing he brings a little bit of toughness to us. You know, it's like I told him yesterday, we got to get him out of that football shape because football and basketball shape is completely different. But he's going to bring some valuable experience to us. And then, you know, somewhere along the line, it's going to come from one of our bench players, whether it's Kai Crawford, Jacob Morris, or Preston Whittington. One of those guys is going to be able to step up and fill some of those roles. We just really don't have, you know, it's too early. We don't have all that sorted out yet.
And size-wise, you are in pretty good shape in terms of that. Talk about in the front court and the back court. Just kind of go over if you can. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I know you know this. So kind of tell us some of the guys that you're looking forward to, and maybe that go-to guy that you're looking for as well.
I mean, you know, right now we're long. We're extremely long, and we've got some of those things that you just can't teach. You know, we got Braden, and all these guys are juniors. We got Braden, who's 6'10". You know, he's long. He changes a bunch of shots around the rim, and he's gotten he made so much progress from the start of his sophomore year to now, really and truthfully, just learning how to kind of seal. We got to do a better job of throwing him the ball because right now, and that's one of the things we worked on in practice yesterday, is just feeding the post because I've never had one as big as this, and I've never had a guy that you can just sit there and say, all right, we need a bucket, we can go to the post and go get one. And this is a guy that can go get one. And we've got to be better at getting him the ball. You know, he's got to be a little bit better at working for it. But when all that comes together with him, he's going to be a dominant force. He's already a dominant force rebounding the basketball. He had 8 the other night, had 10 in one of our scrimmages. And, you know, he's had some really, really good days leading up to now. And he's going to be a big part of it. You know, Elijah Cobb is about 6'6", and he's going to be a special player, I believe. You know, one thing I talk about with him all the time is he's got to be more aggressive, but you look up and he had 18 or 19 the other night, 7 rebounds. I mean, he can just go and play, and he's got guard skills playing at that 3-4 spot. Malik McAllister, who started a bunch as a freshman, didn't have the year he wanted to have last year, but he's been really, really good, especially once we've started preseason practices. And he played really, really well the other night. He's going to get 7 or 8 rebounds a game as well. You know, between those three, we're going to rebound the ball pretty well.
And I remember him playing post sometimes.
He did. He's our starting four man, and he's skilled too. Now he can step out to three. I mean, he brings a bunch of good things to the table. You got Rashad Thompson starting at our point, who, like I said, is the most inexperienced guy that we've got, but he's good off the bounce. I mean, he can go take you. The thing that's going to come with experience with him is, and I talk to him about this all the time, he had 12 the other night. They were all in the second half. And it's just going and making the right play. Some nights the right play is going to be you go and score it. Mm-hmm. Some nights the right play, because of the way they're guarding, is going to be, hey, let's draw and kick and get it out to one of these guys in the perimeter. Let's go through the post. You know, his role is going to kind of – his role is going to be the same the whole time, which is run the team and just go make the right play, and whatever the right play is, so long as he's making it. It's like, you know, I sat him down and we broke down every shot he took the other night, and only one of them was a wrong decision. You know, and we talked about it. We're trying to learn from that and grow from that. And once you know, he gets some more experience, he's going to be one of those guys that I think a bunch of people are going to be talking about in the league as far as what he can do. He's put so much time in the summer just trying to get better that he's going to be the guy that everybody's going to be surprised at the progress that he's made. And then we've got Deron Perry, who right now is our leading scorer.
Shoot the three.
Yeah, he can shoot it now. He shot 43% from three last year, and I don't know what he was the other night, but I think he was over 50% from three to start the season. You know, he had 22, and he's just a guy that he can score it multiple ways. He's got a one dribble pull up that's better than a lot of guys have had around here in a long time. He's just, you know, he's got that ability to score, and when you put together that starting five that we have, it's a talented group, and it's got a chance to do some really, really big things.
Every guy you mentioned, I know I've seen play, so yeah. I know there's some experience there, except Rashad. And what the thing that impressed me about Perry is he seems to, at clutch time, I mean, he always seems I know in a few games last year you would maybe drift off and the team would have a lead of 7 or 8 points, and he'd can a three to get you right back in it. And, boy, that can only get better this year with, choices of shots, when to take them, that kind of thing.
Well, it will. It's just like the, the Blackman game to end the year when they're in the region semifinals. We're sitting there looking, and we're down, and he comes up with a big four-point play, actually, is what it was, because he hit a three in the corner and got fouled. And it's just one of those things, it's a special talent to be able to vault up and shoot it, and when you get fouled, to still just shoot your shot and see it go in. And, we didn't win the game, but it gave us a chance to put us right back into it. And that's what, you know, all these guys at some point can go and score the basketball. I mean, it's hard. I think we're going to be hard to guard sometimes because we've got five guys that can go and score it. And not every team has that on a night in, night out basis. I mean, it makes it hard to really pick out, all right, who do we not want to let beat us tonight?
We're talking to Michael Voss, the head coach of the Riverdale Warriors. You have already started play, mm-hmm. and with a win, and I know a hard earned win, and got a game today, and so you all are right in the thick of it.
Oh yeah, we played a pretty good Walker Valley team the other day. We hadn't seen any film on them, and they did some things that were really, really good defensively, because they would change defenses a lot, and it kind of, you know, for about two quarters, it kind of had us searching and trying to figure out, and then we came out in the third quarter and played really, really well, kind of saw who we can be, and end up winning the game by 10, and then. You know, today we're playing Bearden, and that's the one thing. I mean, you look at who we've scrimmaged, and you look at who we're going to play early. You know, Bearden is one of the top teams in the state, and it's like I've told my guys, if we want to accomplish some of the goals we say we want to accomplish, Bearden's one of the teams we're going to have to play at some point. You know, whether it's state tournament or whatever, you're going to have to play that type of team just to go up. And they've got two of the most experienced guards that we're going to play all year, two of the quickest guards we're going to play all year. You know, and then we're going to turn around and play a pretty good double-A team in York. So today
it's a doubleheader.
Yeah, today we'll kind of see who we are in kind of what we can be and how tough we can be.
I'm going to ask you something. I know, and before we get into pre-district play, I know you just want to play a lot of games and learn some things and that kind of thing. Is it important for a team to get off to a really good start? I mean, particularly maybe your team being. With a new point guard and that kind of thing, how important is that, or do you really put that much stock into that?
I mean, it's important to get off to a good start. The big thing that I look for, you know, and this is, I've never worried about what my record is or what the record is going into district play, because at the end of the day, we all know everything in basketball is based off of district, and it's based off of what you do in tournament time. That's why I think it's important. Like, you look, you know, there's a reason why Kansas and Kentucky are playing each other early in the college year you know, every other year now, it seems like. Michigan State goes out and plays a bunch of good people. And it's all about making sure that you're prepared for when it comes tournament time. I mean, we could go out and schedule a bunch of teams that you know, hey, we're going to walk in the gym and we're going to win and it's going to be easy. You know, and that's not what it's about. It's about making sure that you're prepared. The first time that we play a state tournament, let's say that we have to play Bearden in the state tournament at some point. Well, the first time you play a team like that, you don't want it to be in that moment.
Right.
You want it to be early. That way you've got some experience and you got some things that you can build off going into that. You know, and to me, the tougher, the more tested that you are going into it. I look at a guy like Troy Allen at Mount Juliet, who I think schedules a lot of tough people. You know, one year he was – I think they started out 2-12, and you look up at the end of the season and they're sitting there in a sub-state game. They're one game away from going to the state tournament. Well, the reason they're 2-12 is because he had a young team that was playing a bunch of tough people, and it took them a while to kind of figure out how to win. And I think that that's something, you know, I got a bunch of guys that what they've done is they've won a lot at the levels they've played at. Now we got to figure out how to win at this level. And the only way that we're going to figure out how to win at this level is by playing a bunch of good people.
And I think it's more. I think that's more for basketball than any other sport. Is the teamwork, the playing together, getting the rhythm down, all that kind of thing. I think it's more important in basketball than any other sport.
I mean, you got to have five guys on the same page, because if you don't have five guys on the same page, it makes for a long night. If you got a guy out there just trying to go do his own thing. You know, a lot of times, he may be a talented player, but it's a detriment to the team. You know, you've got to have five guys kind of knowing what's going on and knowing how to play. And when you get that, it's something that's really, really special and really, really fun to watch.
Well, Michael, I'm going to let you go, but it seems like it's going to be an exciting lineup, an exciting team to watch, and good times at Riverdale this year.
Yeah, I think we got a chance to do some good things. It's going to be about how good we can be late, you know, and how do we take advantage of some of these early games as far as getting us some experience for being good down the road.
All right, and good luck today.
Thanks, I appreciate it, John.
That's a twin bill.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Michael Boss, the head coach of the Riverdale Warriors, an exciting team looking forward to it this year and this season. They play today, doubleheader this afternoon. Coming up, Monty Hill Jr. will be back to talk to Michael Wright, or Mike Wright, not Michael, Mike Wright, of the Smyrna basketball, what are they, the Bulldogs. Yeah, thank you. I'm all confused. We'll be back.